Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Hard Landing: The Epic Contest for Power and Profits That Plunged the Airlines into Chaos is a nonfiction business history by Thomas Petzinger Jr. that traces the American airline industry from its early airmail era through deregulation and the turbulent decades that followed. Written by a Wall Street Journal journalist, the book combines industry history, corporate reporting, and economic analysis to show how airlines evolved from regulated public service carriers into fiercely competitive businesses shaped by ambition, consolidation, labor conflict, and financial pressure. Its purpose is not simply to recount who won or lost, but to explain why airlines became structurally difficult to run and why deregulation intensified those problems. The narrative focuses on major executives, strategic rivalries, route networks, pricing, labor relations, and operational complexity, making it especially useful for readers who want to understand the business logic behind airline expansion and collapse. It is both a history of an industry and a study of how competition can become destabilizing when the product is hard to differentiate and the costs are immense. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how deregulation transformed airlines from managed utilities into unstable competitors. A central theme of the book is the shift created by the Airline Deregulation Act of 1978. Before deregulation, airlines operated under a framework that limited some forms of competition and tied profitability to a more stable regulatory environment. Petzinger shows that deregulation opened the market, lowered fares, and made route planning and pricing far more aggressive. But it also exposed structural weaknesses that regulation had partly concealed. Once carriers could expand more freely, they often chased market share without fully accounting for the rising costs of fuel, labor, aircraft financing, and network complexity. The result was not a clean efficiency revolution, but a period of volatility in which many major airlines struggled to preserve margins. The book is valuable because it explains deregulation as a system change, not merely a policy event. It altered incentives, intensified executive rivalry, and pushed the industry toward repeated cycles of expansion, contraction, and bankruptcy. Secondly, the airline industry as a contest of powerful personalities and executive ego. Petzinger organizes much of the narrative around a small circle of highly competitive executives, making personality a key analytical lens. Figures such as Robert Crandall, Frank Borman, Richard Ferris, and others are presented as decision makers whose ambition, style, and willingness to fight shape the fate of their companies. The book argues that airlines attract leaders who demand control because the business requires constant coordination across schedules, crews, aircraft, pricing, and maintenance. That need for centralized command can amplify executive ego, and Petzinger uses this dynamic to explain why boardroom conflicts were often so destructive. The emphasis on personality is not gossip. It serves a structural purpose. In an industry with thin margins and little product differentiation, leadership temperament can strongly influence whether a carrier adapts intelligently or overreaches. This makes the book more than an institutional history, because it treats airline strategy as deeply inseparable from the character of the men who controlled it. Thirdly, why airline economics punish growth and reward discipline. One of the book's most important contributions is its explanation of airline economics in plain language. Petzinger repeatedly emphasizes that once a flight is operating, additional passengers can be highly profitable because many costs are already fixed. Yet he also shows that the business is not simple volume economics. Airlines face reverse economies of scale as fleets grow, the number of routes, aircraft combinations, crew assignments, and scheduling conflicts multiplies dramatically. Expansion, therefore, increases operational complexity faster than it increases revenue potential. The book makes clear that a carrier can look successful when measured by size, destinations, or load factors, while simultaneously becoming more fragile financially. This tension helps explain why some airlines pursued aggressive growth strategies that appeared rational in the short term but created long-term instability. Petzinger's analysis is useful because it teaches readers to distinguish between revenue growth and durable profitability, a distinction that remains relevant in any capital-intensive industry with high fixed costs and limited differentiation. Fourthly, technology, pricing systems, and the search for a durable competitive edge, Hard Landing gives serious attention to the tools airlines used to compete after deregulation. Petzinger discusses reservation systems, frequent flyer programs, discount pricing, and hub and spoke route design as mechanisms that changed how carriers attracted and retained customers. These innovations were not just operational conveniences. They became strategic weapons in a market where low fares alone could not guarantee long-term advantage. The book shows how airlines increasingly relied on computerization and sophisticated network management to control pricing and capacity, while also using loyalty programs to lock in repeat business. At the same time, these tools added complexity and often encouraged imitation rather than lasting differentiation. A rival could copy a fare cut or a route strategy, but it was much harder to build a sustainable system that balanced load factors, service quality, and costs. This topic matters because Petzinger treats innovation as ambiguous, useful, necessary, and often celebrated, yet also capable of deepening industry-wide instability when every carrier chases the same tactical advantage. Lastly, labor conflict, service quality, and the human cost of competition. The book does not present airline history as a purely financial contest. It also highlights the constant tension between management and labor, especially in an industry where service quality, safety, and reliability depend on thousands of frontline employees. Petzinger shows that strikes, union negotiations, layoffs, and internal morale were not peripheral issues, but central forces shaping company performance. As price competition intensified, airlines often cut costs in ways that affected employees and passengers alike, which in turn made service quality an increasingly important differentiator. The book suggests that once fares become broadly similar, the customer experience becomes one of the few remaining ways to compete. But maintaining good service requires investment and organizational discipline. This creates a hard trade-off. The cheapest strategy can erode the very service standards needed to win customers in the long run. By connecting labor relations to customer outcomes and corporate survival, Petzinger gives the airline industry a human dimension that goes beyond mergers and executive battles. In conclusion, Hard Landing is best suited for readers who want a serious, well-informed account of how the American airline industry evolved under deregulation. Aviation enthusiasts will find detailed coverage of carriers, executives, route systems, and industry turning points, while business readers will gain a clear view of how pricing pressure, fixed costs, and operational complexity can undermine even large firms. It is also useful for students of corporate history because it explains why strategic success in airlines often depended less on abstract efficiency than on disciplined execution. Labor management and timing. What distinguishes the book from many other industry histories is its combination of narrative energy and analytical clarity. Petzinger does not simply list mergers and bankruptcies. He shows how a small group of leaders, structural economic pressures, and policy changes interacted to produce chaos. That makes the book especially strong for readers who want both a readable story and a durable framework for understanding why airlines are so difficult to run profitably. It remains a standout in business history because it turns a complex sector into a coherent explanation of competition, power, and fragility. If you would like to support Thomas Petzinger Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.